The Lord be with you.
With your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
While Jesus was going through a field of grain on a Sabbath, his disciples were picking the heads of grain, rubbing them in their hands and eating them. Some Pharisees said, "Why are you doing what is unlawful on the Sabbath?" Jesus said to them in reply, "Have you not read what David did when he and those who were with him were hungry? How he went into the house of God, took the bread of offering, which only the priests could lawfully eat, ate of it, and shared it with his companions?" Then he said to them, "The Son of Man is the Lord of the Sabbath." The Gospel of the Lord. Corinth was a port city, and thus it was a trade city, city of business, an important center of business and trade in the time of St. Paul. And because of that, obviously, there were very rich people in the city. And it seems that part of the Christian community that St. Paul founded there were some rich people. Rich people who had not just possessions, but places of power, prestige. And usually when people, you know, are blessed with many gifts, they tend to begin to think of themselves to be better than everyone else, that they know everything, what to do, because they're successful, they know what's the right path. And when you put people like this together, usually that leads to divisions. And we've been listening to the letter from St. Paul to them, talking about, well, we follow Apollos, we follow Paul. And today, St. Paul continued to address this issue with them. And basically, it's pride. They're prideful people. And that's why St. Paul tells them, everything you've got was given to you. What are you proud about? Not just their possessions, their resources, whether their prestige, their talents, their gifts, their minds, the fact they were born in Corinth, they were born to rich families. Everything you received was given to you. So stop pretending to be better than everyone else. Start being grateful to what you have received and share with those less fortunate. Because another problem in the Church of Corinth that the poor were not treated with respect. Because obviously those in power and those who were rich took the first places in, you know, at celebration of the Eucharist when they gathered together. And Paul reminds them of the gospel he preached. Paul told them, the only gospel we preach is the gospel of Jesus crucified, not Jesus glorified. He tells them, you live in palaces, we're thrown into prisons. You are fed lavishly, we're starving. You are honored, we are persecuted. That's the gospel of Christ. It's about service, sacrifice, commitment, not arrogance and pride in what we have been blessed to. And I think we still have the same problems in the church, in society today, that we have so many divisions. We lack humility, again, as Jesus talked about last Sunday's gospel. Those who exalt themselves will be humbled, but the humble will be exalted. On this first Saturday of the month, as we remember our Blessed Mother, I think she's a great role model to all of us of her simple humility. Her richness was in trusting in the Word of God and saying yes to God's will in her life. And she always lived her life by this, you know, example and never saw herself as in a place of honor or a place above everyone else. It's all about humility and accepting the cross of Jesus that calls us to listen to the will of God and say yes to what he tells us.